Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, live cattle never really saw the light of day yesterday as futures opened about steady and then spent much of the day in negative territory. The bullishness of the report last Friday has waned with traders seeing declining box beef prices as well as limited gains in cash. Cash trade began developing Thursday, but activity was not aggressive. Most cash was about a dollar higher, which carries with it some disappointment that higher prices have not been realized. Many packers will need to be more aggressive Friday. Hog futures continue to move in a sideways pattern as prices remain choppy. Traders are uncertain of market direction and continue to trade the sideways pattern. Packers were not aggressive in the cash market Thursday, with the National Direct Afternoon Report showing prices down $1.21. However, cutouts surged $6.16, led by hams increasing $20.19. The nearby October contract is in no hurry to reduce the large price gap between it and the index. December Kansas City wheat is unchanged early today, a quiet start to the last day of the week with wheat prices steady in Europe and some lower influence from corn. The moisture expected from Sunday's tropical storm should benefit next month's planting conditions for soft red winter wheat, but doesn't offer much for winter wheat planting in the southwestern U.S. plains. December corn's trading 3.5 cents lower early today, staying below its 100-day average, while rain continues to fall in the northwestern Midwest, adding a new twist to the forecast. Tropical storm Ida is expected to make landfall at or near Louisiana Sunday and send heavy rain amounts northward, bringing moderate amounts to the eastern Corn Belt. November soybeans are trading 9 cents lower early today as the market anticipates late benefit to filling soybean crops from this week's rain in the northwestern Midwest. The 7-day forecast described above continues to expect heavy rain amounts in northern Midwest where crops can still benefit. We're going to check futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily Farm News email. At the close yesterday, October live cattle down 70 cents, 129.60. December down 65, 135.62. September feeder cattle down 70, 164.45. October is down a dollar, 168.27. October hogs down 85 cents, 87.90. On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, September up 13.5, 715.5. December up 13.25 at 728.25. Chicago wheat, September up 14 cents, 725.25. December is up 13.75 at 739.25. September corn up 1.5, 552.75. December's down a penny at 550.75. September soybeans up 21.5, 1367.5. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.